JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we focus on our national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Mazzeo Garvey. And don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. University of the West Indies UWI lecturer Dr. Orville Taylor says national hero the Right Excellent Marcus Garvey has left Jamaica a template for national development which is still relevant today. He was delivering the keynote address at the recently held civic ceremony commemorating the 127th anniversary of Garvey's birth and his 50th year as national hero in St. Anne. The ceremony also marked the 100th anniversary of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, UNIA-ACL, which was founded by Garvey. Dr. Taylor says many of the government institutions and legislative accomplishments Jamaica now boasts were adaptations of ideas advocated by Garvey in his People's Political Party, PPP, 1929 manifesto. Among these are a greater degree of self-government, workmen compensation for injuries on the job, establishment of a national minimum wage, appointment of court stenographers, and the creation of a legal aid department. Dr. Taylor also cited conferring city status on Montego Bay, turning Kingston Racecourse into a national park, providing crown lands for agriculture and the marketing of products internationally, and criminalizing profiteering in the selling of government assets, Office of the Contractor General.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to make your company more prosperous. Reduce inventory. Reducing inventory and work in progress will reduce waste and free working capital. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Productivity. The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
One key goal of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is for Jamaicans to live in safe communities with modern and effective ways of maintaining law and order. The government has passed several key pieces of legislation in the House of Representatives, such as the Anti-Lottery Scam Bill, in an effort to realize this goal. On the community notice board, Lime Jamaica School Aid Program will be at Jam World Portmore Sunday, August 24 at 10 a.m. Lime, in association with the Social Development Commission, SDC, will be having free health checks, school medical and optical examinations, barbering salon, and they will also be giving away scholarship grants and school bags. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
As a girl, I used to love play cereal lash with the orange seed, orange goat, and you kick up, and you catch it on your foot, and you kick, and you catch, and you catch, and you catch. And we used to love to play bass. They hit you, and you run from this bass, and when they throw the ball, if it won't catch you, run around and touch another little thing like that, and you come right around. Well, my name was Joyce Ricketts Samuels. Samuels is the married name.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.